from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. I got a couple exciting things I want to talk to you about first, and then we're going to launch into some readings from Light and from the Knowledge Book. The first thing that I wanted to mention is that in November it's working out to be Brain Month. So we got some really interesting people that are going to be talking about consciousness, empathy, how we connect, the non-local mind, how the brain functions, yada, yada, yada. Should be really, really interesting. So you might want to tune in on that. You can check on the show information to see who's going to be on. And tonight I'm going to be doing a short reading first from the book Light, and then a long reading, which is supplement number 5 from the Knowledge Book. There are some real interesting developments upon the planet. And as you know by now, most of our concerns are to do with the financial arena and the mess that they have been, they being the government and the rulers of the world, have put us into. This is all part of the planned collapse. I'm sure you've heard it a million times. It's a big mess, and basically they're working at some very nefarious things. And unless everybody gets together and works in harmony, we're going to be stuck with a world we really don't like. So this is one reason why I'm reading to you from the Knowledge Book, so that you can get the courage and find the place where you come from, which really we all come from the heart of love. And we were made in love, and we were made to appreciate and have fun in life. And things just kind of went awry because we forgot who we were and where we came from. And so the dark side moved in and started wreaking havoc, and their plan is coming together quite nicely. So what we have to do now is wake up quick and stop it. That's a little hard to do. You know, a lot of people don't want to get out of their comfy little zones. So hopefully these readings will help. So without further ado, let me start with the Book of Light. And this was written 1810-1988, the Future Years Explanation. The Supreme Realm does not hand out mission and rank to anyone. These are attributes attained by people as a result of their efforts. Operational programs are taken into effect according to everyone's capacities. For this reason, operations carried out on your planet have been divided into many branches. Each work is a service rendered on the path of Allah. For this reason, it has been mentioned in your sacred books that work is worship. However, according to the Accelerated Evolution Program, the operations of this final age have operational ordinances peculiar to themselves. For this reason, the Knowledge Book, which is the only one to shed light on the calls of friendship and unification on your planet, is under the responsibility of the entire humanity. According to the universal scans carried out among human consciousnesses on your planet, information settles into the human consciousness in a time segment of about 8 years. For this reason, humanity has been taken into a medium of accelerated awakening by making the evolution of 1,000 years in a short period of time of about 1 year, with the help of cosmic currents from the date the book was revealed to your planet until the world year 1989. After the world year 1989, this program of humanity, who will take into effect the evolution of 1,000 years in a time span as short as 1 month, will continue until the world year 1997. After this date, in the time process to pass until the world year 2005, the evolution of 1,000 years will be made in a much shorter time span, like 1 day. Between the world years 2005 and 2013, humanity will henceforth be subject to evolution at every hour, whereas after this date, every step to be taken at every breath, every minute, and every second will take into effect an evolution plan. Humanity, who will reach the more perfect by this means, will take into effect the fourth order of Allah in a much more conscious way. It is presented for your information. Signed, Universal Ordinance Council. Evolvement is forever. there is even more perfect than the perfect. That should give you a little food for thought. And then I'm going to start reading to you from fascicle, or from, it's not a fascicle, it's a supplement to the fascicles. So this is supplement number 5. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is from the Knowledge Book. And if you look in the show information and scroll down until you get down to the Knowledge Book, it gives you the website to go to and all of that, so that you can read the first 3 fascicles and decide if you want to undertake this program of reading. Now, one of the reasons that I'm reading this to you is because I know that there are a lot of people out there who think that they don't have the time or the wherewithal to conduct this daily program. And all I can say is this is a matter of choice. I'm not trying to push this on anyone, but there are some information avenues in this book that maybe you know, but you didn't know that you knew. And so I'm reading it to you to help awaken. We read only the fascicle that is noted in the reading program for that day. And they have cautioned against reading things out of order because they may actually cause a short circuit within you. So that's why today it's supplement 5, and that's what I'm reading, so that everyone on the planet reads the same message in the same 24 hours. So for those of you who have heard a few of these, you know, you're kind of familiar with it, and so I'd like to take you to a spot within yourself that will help you to kind of assimilate this and to understand it a little bit better. So take a deep breath and just let it fall gently out of your body. Make sure that you're comfortable and in a space where you don't have to pay attention to anything. Take another deep breath. Let it fall gently out of your body, so don't listen to this while you're driving the car. Another deep breath all the way down to your toes. Let it fall gently out of your body, taking any remaining tension, any stress. And just continue to breathe slow and deep, and just listen. Don't worry so much about thinking about what I'm going to be saying. Just listen and just let it come through you and feel within your heart what feels right to you. Okay, this is 24/7/1993. It is direct message from the system. Our friends, in all the operations made as a necessity of the system, a principle is in question. These principles are decisions taken in accordance with the suggestions of the reality totality. However, until humanity reaches a certain consciousness, the celestial data comprise completely the evolutionary instructions. In order to reach the consciousness of the reality, channels are opened in connection with the time and the evolution program. The purpose of the opening of these channels is to convey the truth to the consciousnesses who have not yet grasped the truth completely. For this reason, first of all, priority is given to the program of introducing the suggestions related to the Knowledge Book and Dear Mevlana to humanity in the messages given to everyone. Every opening channel receives the first signal, first of all, from his or her Book of Essence. This Essence channel information is a program which trains that person. Only afterwards does he or she deserve to receive the information of the reality. The essence channel of each individual who are able to attain the realization of the truth under the light of this information is connected to the single channel of the reality. And by this means, that individual is appointed to the missionary staff. At the moment, in the Knowledge Book written as the pen of the Golden Age, suggestions according to the personal thoughts of Dear Mevlana are out of question, because the book carries the collective suggestions of all the systems of the whole. For this reason, the Knowledge Book is also called the Book of Truth. The reality has rendered effective the salvation plan together with the friends who have digested all the knowledge within the book. The single program of this final age is the Knowledge Book. Because the foundation of the perfect world of the morrows will be laid according to the suggestions given in the Knowledge Book. During this final century, in this transition dimension, which we call the most difficult period of humanity, humanity is going through a tremendous chaos of consciousness due to opening channels. Since the Knowledge Book is the knowledge of the single channel, single system, single order, Every opening channel and the human consciousnesses are controlled by this book, and thus are card indexed into the reality. Each consciousness who is card indexed into the reality is a special spokesperson of that system. Apart from this, the reality does not waste time with consciousnesses who cannot discipline their totalities of intellect, logic, awareness, whom we call the private channel of sessions. However, these channels are used as a bait in the medium of selection. And to what degree the ordinance of the system reflects and settles soundly into the consciousness of humanity is controlled through these means. We realize the anguish dear Mevlana feels as a friend who knows the truth due to these final chaos convulsions your planet goes through. However, her mission is only to show the way to humanity and to convey them the truth. She is a supreme friend of ours who makes the maximum effort she can. However, responsibilities belong to humanity. Now, channel obsessions come into effect, and we help everyone by the warning messages we give in the knowledge book. However, to settle into the consciousness of the reality and to give service on that path is equivalent to the evolution and consciousness of the human being in question. The genuine missionaries are those who are directly appointed to service on the path of the knowledge book and who serve on that path. Due to the scarcity of time, friends whose channels are open or those who have been formally opened are obliged to discipline their channels between the world date they first come across the knowledge book and the date of completion of 1 year after that. The purpose of opening of the channel is not to feed the hungry consciousnesses, but to settle completely in their consciousnesses the truths they have not grasped yet. Each channel belongs to its owner, and his or her channel has been card indexed to the program of training. Now, mutual seances, spiritual sessions have been completely withdrawn from the program. Each individual is obliged to ask about the matters he or she cannot understand only from his or her own channel. He or she cannot receive messages from other channels and cannot give messages to others from his or her own channel. The knowledge book is a guidebook which determines and which confirms the nature of the information the individual has received from his or her essence channel. Those who volunteer giving conscious service on the path of the knowledge book are card indexed into the single channel of the reality and the book, and thus enter the service of the whole. Provided certain channels which are presently kept outside the system give service according to the given suggestions, they will be accepted by the system. It is presented for your information. Signed, System. 26/7/1993. Channel connections and responsibility. It is answer to thoughts. Our friends, missions expected from the universal operations performed during the program of conveying the awareness of the entire ordinance to your planet is to project the suggestions belonging to the operational ordinance of the system to your medium, exactly as they are. The connection channels known until today as the dialogue between the servant and God are a phenomena related to the private diskette of that individual. By this means, God calls out to you easily from each consciousness dimension you reach. Each embodied being who goes through evolution on the world plan has a private universal diskette connected to his or her own essence consciousness beginning from birth. And this diskette is a thought bank of yours which registers your thoughts forming during each breath of yours, that is, during each moment of yours. You are coded by this means. And for this reason, it has been told in your sacred books that God is closer to you than your aorta. Thought signals issuing forth from the thought frequency float in the void parallel to the frequency power carried by each letter. And they are conveyed to the dimensions they belong to by certain methods. One of these methods is a power field, which is one of the many branches of the mechanism of influences and which creates a magnetic influence field. Universal communications are provided by passing through this power field. The micro-representatives of this power field in your planet are means of communication like the telephone, wireless, radio, television, and all of them are connected to the macro-power field mentioned above. During the universal missions performed in your planet in accordance with the reality, the telephone connections required from the missionaries have extremely great peculiarities. Because during the connections made by this means, the responsibility and mission consciousness of the individuals are recorded into the special diskette of the reality. During the universal missions performed, always a triple unification is in question. because by the extremely powerful magnetic field created by this triple unification, reflections are made both from your planet to the reality and from the reality to your planet. Now let us disclose to you how the universal connections are made by the telephone connections rendered during mission mediums. While the repliques issued from your thoughts float in the void, the moment you pick up the phone, these repliques are gathered and are focused into the other telephone channel by the reflections coming into effect from the opened magnetic power field by the first signal sound. If the other side does not answer the phone, the thought repliques disperse. Provided there is an answering machine or the individual at the other end, the repliques are registered in accordance with the frequency of the words. In case of any worldly speeches between the two sides on the phone, as it is always in your planet, these speeches are automatically recorded separately into the diskettes of both sides. If the conversation made is related to a universal mission, the magnetic auras of both of the diskettes are united and are projected onto a diskette specially connected to the reality totality. And this diskette is sent to the mission register center, and thus the correctness, the wrongness of the information, how the interpretations are made, how the missions are taken seriously or not, to what degree the missions are deviated by individual interpretations, to what degree the missions required of humanity by the universal totality are discerned, are determined one by one. And by these means, either serious missions are given to the human beings according to their levels of consciousness, or they are taken into the program of training. In the universal totality, the information of everyone belonging to each period, from his or her initial existence up to the dimension he or she is in at that moment, is kept in his or her private files in the form of microchips. Only the frequency of the knowledge book unlocks the locks of these universal archives. All the life tableau of the individual whose archive is opened are examined, and by this means people are appointed to missions parallel to their evolutions, knowledge, and spiritual cultures. The inability to grasp the truth, to render effective his or her individual thoughts of an individual who has attained a certain consciousness, is never the object of forgiveness. You and we have greeted each other until today by this means, first religiously, later universally. Now all the truths are disclosed to humanity. During periods in which technological possibilities were not yet known in your planet, this communication system used to be called inspiration and revelation. These influences are direct connections which become effective through brain telex. Inspiration is an operational ordinance belonging to reflection, and revelation belonging to a dimension of conveyance. They are taken into effect from a private channel of the mechanism of influences. And presently, mediumic operations are made by this means. During this final age, the reason why the channels are opening as a mass is for comprehending the truth, for the purification of the individual, and for him or her to attain his or her universal responsibility. And this is extremely necessary. The essence channels of responsible consciousnesses are already open. However, they do not know themselves. They presume the matters they are induced to think as their own thoughts. However, now, all the truths are disclosed to humanity through the knowledge book, and it is expected of the consciousnesses who have realized the truth to give up serving their own essence channels and thus to receive their genuine missions. At the moment, in the missions to be performed in your planet, calls to respect nature and to universal unification are given priority. For this reason, the knowledge book has been bestowed on your planet. Perfection of a person is equivalent to his or her responsibility. An entity without responsibility has neither respect nor benefit for neither himself, herself, nor for humanity, nor for the universes. The initial responsibility and respect of an individual begins in the family and home. For this reason, in the sacred books, it has been said that heaven is under the feet of mothers. All the worships performed on the path of God until today have been operational programs rendered effective to be able to make you attain these wonderful qualities. In a person who has attained his or her responsibility, first God, later respect to the human being is in the foreground. Goodwill, love, tolerance, patience are the mortar of the bricks which will support of your existence consciousness so that you can attain these sublime qualities mentioned above. For us, a responsible person is a whole person, because common sense is equal to the will of the universe, It is presented for your information. Signed, Reality. Notice. Our friends, the advanced consciousnesses, among all the friends who work on your mission platform at the moment, are consciousnesses with covenants who come into effect as the missionaries of directly the divine plan. Veiled consciousnesses have attained physical bodies in various mediums in proportion with the needs of your planet. When they come across the knowledge book, they will enter into the mission program very seriously by taking the unveilings of awareness into effect. However, at the moment, they have no permission to speak. It is presented for your information. Signed, System. 27-7-1993. Private message. Dear Mevlana, the universal friends at the dimension of veiled awareness coming from the divine ranks of the integrated consciousnesses have been taken into special working programs according to their own categories. The mechanism of supervision is directly the reality totality. In this program applied, first the controls of the levels of consciousness of the individuals are in effect. Later, their allegiance consciousnesses are assessed, and afterwards their ego potentials are stimulated. By this means, personality exams are rendered effective. This is a program rendered effective during the final cycle transition, and it is applied on everyone in accordance with their consciousnesses. This is a law. We never compare people with people. The comparisons made in your planet are a phenomena originating from consciousnesses who have not matured yet. Also, fragments of awareness are mingled within the messages received by lots of channels. This is the very reason why the knowledge book has been bestowed on your planet by being connected to the single channel to transmit the truth to humanity. Dear friend, we will also teach swimming to our friends who have grasped the truth and who have been able to succeed in lowering their kites into the water. Friends who have grasped the truth by attaining the awareness of the ordinance and who have taken their missions into service consciously at the reality totality are card indexed into your program and your code. Selections are made under the supervision of the divine authorities. All the celestial messages given and will be given to your planet during this final age and in future years will be compiled in this single channel archive of the knowledge book. Friends who presently read the book and who receive messages from their channels are obliged to send the messages they receive directly to the archive of the central totality. Certain private sanctions are in effect in the information given to the channels. Secrecies are messages of selection given from the medium of supervision, control, and training. They are the assessment criterion of consciousness, evolution, and personalities of the individuals. In those who have grasped the truth, there is nothing such as secrecy or concealing. For this reason, only those who will send the private messages they receive to the archive of the central totality will be directly card indexed into the reality and will be assisted. Love and regards, beloved friend. Signed, System, on behalf of the totality. 29-7-1993, private information. Dear Mevlana, at the moment, no servant of God on the world plan can know the mission you and us perform beyond the totality and cannot even imagine it. Each individual who has been able to reach the reality consciousness soars up to a certain dimension according to his or her own power potential and receives from there the most supreme and sublime information necessary for him or her. However, certain individuals coming from a program outside the system mingle their sub-awareness data into the messages they receive and thus induce various provocations. However, you know that the command not to interfere with any channel until the year 2000 has been given by the divine plan. In this dimension of transition in which there is a relevance of the plan of proceeding on the path in your planet with the divine spokespeople of the divine focal point, there are thousands of individuals who are taken into the special education of the divine plan. These individuals will be taken into the program in proportion with the consciousness they attain after the program of attaining through experience and will be sent to your universal focal point and thus will be card indexed into the single channel. This is a program. The reality totality takes the entire awareness of the ordinance under supervision. However, this supervision is an operational ordinance belonging to a certain time dimension. In this operational ordinance, the system considers necessary, the entire totality reaches a whole. case there is no alteration in the programs which will be made as a necessity of the system, the entire totality will be taken into a dimension and thus will be subjected to a different training program. For this very reason, the channels of the awakened consciousnesses are card indexed by the reality totality into the system and thus are taken into the salvation plan while a power channel called the Burza pulls you to itself with all its might. Each individual enters a cycle according to his or her program of awakening. However, after the end of that cycle, he or she has to settle into a consciousness of the truth. Otherwise, such people will be subjected to an open program outside the control of the system, and thus will be taken into a much more difficult evolution plan. For this reason, a time period has been allotted to humanity for it to be able to reach the consciousness of the reality. For normal consciousness, this time period is one world year. For this reason, an individual whose channel has opened before is obliged to discipline his or her channel at the end of the first year of the date on which he or she has been introduced to the knowledge book, and thus is obliged to give service only on the path of the knowledge book and in accordance with its suggestions. Otherwise, his or her essence channel is taken out of the dimension of protection and is driven into the influence fields of different energies. The same situation is valid also for friends whose channels are opened after reading the knowledge book. To each individual, the right to be able to discipline his or her channel in 1 year is given. After reading the knowledge book, excluding the opening period of his or her channel, after the date of opening of the channel. In the mission he or she will perform at the end of this period, he or she is obliged to give service only on the path of the knowledge book without rendering effective his or her channel information. During this final age, everyone's channel is open. However, only consciousnesses who have grasped the truth completely without question are appointed to mission directly from the system. For this very reason, certain individuals presume that their channels are closed. In fact, their intuitional channels are open. These very friends of ours are those who constitute the most sound mission staffs on the path of the knowledge book. For us, those who can consciously adapt their totalities of intellect, logic, awareness to the mission they perform at the world plan are the genuine missionaries. Our conversation is everlasting. Our love and regards are for you, beloved friend. Signed, Reality. 8-8-1993. The knowledge book and Burza. It is answer to thoughts. Our friends, let us disclose to humanity in more detail the reason why humanity is obliged to perform mission on the path of the knowledge book during this period of transition, and let us talk about the coming morrows. At the moment, a selection and unification program is in effect in all the universal totalities. For this reason, it is imperative for all the people on your planet to render effective the consciousness of unity and totality. And this consciousness is created only by the frequency and the information of the knowledge book. The totalistic frequency of the knowledge book is being projected on your entire planet since the world date 1/11/1981. Humanity, which becomes conscious by this frequency received through intuition, reaches the consciousness of unity and totality during time periods. And truths are conveyed to humanity by the knowledge book. This is the very reason why you were told to disseminate the knowledge book to the remotest places. And this is the very reason why it is said that an awakened person is obliged to awaken at least 6 brothers or sisters of his or hers. However, this consciousness of unity and totality is obliged to be integrated first within one's own consciousness, because a person who cannot save himself or herself can save no one. During universal selections, consciousnesses who know how to behold their enemies with beauty in their eyes take their places in the front lines. For this reason, it is said that we have connected the enemy to the enemy. Selections are made thus by the divine authorities. When the thought of loving and forgiving becomes effective not by the tongue or the intellect, but by the essence, then the exams gone through become easier. The life conditions of your world will become heavier day by day for the crude consciousnesses to be grinded. Those who save themselves from among this chaos will come to us. While treading this difficult path, your greatest help will be the knowledge book. Now let us disclose the reason why these selections are made. According to a program which will be rendered effective in much more advanced times, the natural gurus will be taken totally into a dimension outside its own totality. It will pass to this dimension through a void which is within the thought ocean of the preeminent power. This is a channel present between two Gerses. Presently, the initial special nucleus of Beta Nova has been formed there. And Beta Nova Gerses will form around this nucleus during time periods. This is a billion-century program. The entire energy and powers of the Alpha Nova artificial Gerses, which are at the thought ocean at the moment, will be unified when the time comes by a different pressure. And this potential will be loaded on the Alpha Gers, which is the single natural Gers, and thus everything will be transformed into a single nucleus. And again, during time periods, after six Beta Nova Gerses are formed around this Alpha nucleus, everything existing until today will be deleted, and a new formation will be rendered effective anew. By this means, the foundations of brand new cosmoses will be founded, and the civilization of the Golden Dimension will be established anew. All the living entities, nature and animals included, taken into the plan and programs of salvation from all the ordinances of cosmoses until this very period of formation, will take into effect the life staffs of this formation as a whole, together with their families and their loved ones, with an unveiled awareness. The reproduction function will stop. A different program in the programs of dissemination will be taken into effect. You are getting prepared for the macro totality by these micro operations you are rendering now, and you are taken into effect as the special entities of the Maros and are being appointed to service. In case you do not act according to the suggestions offered to humanity on the path of the knowledge book, humanity will destroy itself. Since the powerful energies, which will be reflected from the Birza dimension, which will be open in future times, will melt and burn the small and weak energies with their constitutions and will annihilate the totalities of entities as if they had never existed or lived. In order to pass through this Birza totality, each entity is obliged to claim his or her essence power from within the spiritual plan, that which will make you attain yourselves and that which will merge you with your spiritual energies is this very knowledge book. At the moment, the responsibilities of your planet is upon humanity, which lives and will live on the world dimension. It is presented for your information, signed System, on behalf of the totality. 27-8-1993. Explanation. It is answer to thoughts. Our friends, each information given to your planet from the divine authorities until today have been given in accordance with the capacities and evolutions of human consciousnesses. However, the information given at the moment is the information of the dimensions of truth, which have not been disclosed to humanity until today. Since now the time has come for human beings to know their future during this final age, the archives of truth are opened in the framework of the commands of the divine plan, and the information is conveyed to you in all clarity. In fact, your spirit is not within your physical body, because the spirit has no need for evolvement. The spirit's being shown as if it was within the body in the information at the beginning of the knowledge book had been information taken into effect to be non-contradictory to the information to which the consciousnesses of that period had been habituated until that day. In accordance with the law of graduation, information is disclosed to humanity leaf by leaf, and the truths are conveyed in later messages. This is a system. Now let us disclose the spirit a little bit more. The spiritual totality is a totality which had come into existence while everything had come into existence. However, you are subjected to the evolution program until you claim the energy potential of your essence power present within the spiritual totality according to your evolution level you have attained through reincarnation during each period. Your life potential maintains your lives as the fuel of your cellular life program in your planet through a branch connected to the life energy of the spiritual plan. This energy is an energy cord connected to the focal point of the brain. You achieve your astral trips by means of this energy cord, and you return to your physical body again by that means. The disconnection of this energy cord from the physical body accomplishes the event called death. This very energy cord is a means which connects you to the spiritual totality. And that energy cord belongs to you in connection with your gene programs during each period, beginning with your initial existential program until your final program. Each time you attain a physical body, as a result of the evolution you render at the dimension you are in, that energy cord after death elevates you, together with a program of your gene essence, to the consciousness of the dimension up to which you have rendered evolution. And it connects your micro-archive program. here to your archive at the previous lower dimension. Certain consciousnesses presume the phenomenon of this energy is leaving the physical body at the moment of death as the spirit's leaving the physical body, which is wrong. For this reason, we say that your spiritual totality is not within your physical body. You render effective numerous incarnation programs in order to attain the function of your essence power, which is within this energy totality. These evolution scales are prepared parallel to the evolution of each solar system. An entity is obliged to render his or her evolution at the dimension to which he or she is card indexed. Your Milky Way galaxy is the first solar totality. Each entity presence within your solar system, which is within this totality, is obliged to complete a program which renders effective the evolution of Saturn. This place is the seventh dimension, which we call the level of perfection, which is the final manifestation boundary of humanity. Only after this program you claim your original power potential within the spiritual totality, and you merge with your spiritual essence. Afterwards, the spiritual essence of yours helps you reach the other unknowns, and from then on, you are your own sovereign. By this spiritual essence, you go anywhere you like, you become embodied in any dimension you wish, and you can return again by your free will. However, during this final age, each entity is obliged to connect his or her power to the single channel due to the universal unification program so that taboo will not occur, so that egos will be effaced. For this reason, individual actions are not permitted, and we do not go beyond the suggestions of the reality. Those who do not act in accordance with the suggestions are taken outside the system. Because you have come to your planet during this transition dimension not to prove yourselves but to serve humanity, and you have made a covenant with the totality with an unveiled awareness, it is presented for your information, signed System. Announcement. Our friends, at the moment the entire staff of the reality totality is in a state of mobilization. You know that individual actions are never permitted at this transition dimension in which the supervision of the awareness of the entire ordinance is rendered effective. For this reason, the collective services on the path of reality in your planet, in accordance with the suggestions of the reality, are never unreciprocated. This is a universal pledge. In this transition dimension in which the integrated consciousnesses come into effect with the advanced mechanisms, each individual also takes into effect his or her individual consciousness during the missions required to be performed in accordance with the given suggestions. For this reason, we card index the channels of each totality into the single channel by means of the knowledge book. Friends who render effective the operational programs of 18, who will constitute the basic staffs of the reality totality, will render effective the basic staffs of the Morrows by the conscious missions they perform until the year 2000. The appointments which will be made to these basic staffs are directly under the responsibility of the reality. That is, each friend who has attained the honor of being able to enter the totality of 18 takes his or her place in that totality directly by the permission of the reality. Those who cannot adjust into that totality and those who wish to leave the totality of 18 are taken into effect by the effect of the given influences from the reality in connection with automatism. Also, the desire to enter the totality of 18 comes into effect by the same influence field of the reality. This is a matter of permission, and it is called the command of the essence. Those who are connected to allegiance through writing the book are the actual staff members of the reality totality. Those who give service consciously to the unified human totality on the path of the knowledge book are the direct staff members who have made covenants. For this reason, those who will enter conscious service by writing the book until the year 2000 are determined one by one as staffs with covenants. This is a selection. Each individual who undertakes mission in the totality of 18 will for this reason make six friends of his or hers write the book until the year 2000 and thus helps this universal selection. These friends with covenants will take the advanced actual staffs of the Morrows into effect. Those who forget at the dimension of veiled awareness the covenants they had made, and thus who write the book for their distraction or advantage, and those who do not take into effect their missions, their covenants with reality are effaced. Conscious service on the path of the reality, in accordance with the suggestions of the reality, is the foremost selection criterion of the salvation plan. For this reason, those who give conscious service at the totalities of 18 are the basic members of the fourth order of Allah. Certain special sanctions have been added to the operational programs of the 18 until the year 2000 in order to be able to qualify for these staffs. After the selection of these basic staffs, that is, after the year 2000, humanity will be connected to its own judgment according to its own conscience and mission consciousness. And provided they take into effect consciously the staffs of the totality of 18 on the path of the knowledge book, the possibilities for being able to enter the special missions at the reality totality will be provided for them. Only those who appoint themselves to service in accordance with the suggestions given in the staffs of the totality of 18 will receive the permission to work at the establishments belonging to the reality in all the sections of your planet and to open the branches of the association, the center of which is in Istanbul. More detailed information about this matter will be announced to the operational staffs of 18 in future dates. The relations within the reality totality of those who act independent of this information we have given will definitely be cut off. This is a direct message from the Supreme Court. Signed, Reality of the Unified Humanity, Cosmos Federal Totality. 31-8-1993. It is answer to the chains of thought. Our friends, all the universal programs are organized according to the evolutionary scales of certain dimensions. All the information given to your planet at the moment has been rendered effective in accordance with the unification programs of the dimension of transition. The universal frequency and the information of the knowledge book are a light and divine light offered to humanity during this program of unification. However, the knowledge book has such a program peculiar to itself that this is not a program the world dimension is able to grasp at present. In this program, prepared according to the light photon cyclone technique, the energy of time is loaded on the letter frequencies, and thus the given information, parallel to the comprehension of the levels of consciousness, induces them to receive various different messages. Besides, a special consciousness scanning program, which we call cross-information application, has also been applied to the book. In this program, in certain dimensional names and in certain information, methods of replacement, such as placing above an information which is below and placing below an information which is above, has been rendered effective, so that consciousnesses may be in a state of constant alertness and action. By this means, the degree of comprehension of the information by the consciousnesses is controlled, because the book is card indexed into a program selecting the consciousnesses and the evolutions. For this reason, this knowledge book is also called the Selective Book of Resurrection. Information given piece by piece in the book is given in an uncovered and clear state at the end of the book, after the selections come to an end, in accordance with the program of the book. This is a program. It is presented for your information. Signed, System. 31-8-1993. The Unchanging Formula of the Human Evolution, First Program. Our friends, there is an unchanging formula for the human evolution. This formula is the first program humanity must render effective on the universal path it will tread. This program has six steps. Now, let us write them in sequence. 1. First, you will love nature, not to harm nature in any way. 2. You will love animals, to take care of animals without expecting benefit, to undertake their responsibility. 3. You will love human beings, social help in every field. 4. You will love the enemy, to hold on to the person who harms you, to embrace him or her with love and to render that person useful for society. 5. You will love thyself. You will be in peace with your own self. 6. You will love the whole. You will love the created due to the Creator. Evolution is a training program which is obligatory in order to make mankind attain a genuine personality and identity. The genuine human being is a divine entity who has been able to integrate with his or her personality all the qualities listed above. However, is it imperative that these qualities should be subjected to application rather than remaining in thoughts? Everyone may think of everything. However, the application at every field is equivalent to the evolution and the consciousness of the human being. By this means, everyone who possesses the power to assess his or her degree of evolution parallel to the data given above. Self-criticism is the surest path to lead the individual to light. It is presented for your information. Signed, Reality. It is answer to thoughts. Our friends, there is a totality at the thought ocean of the preeminent power which takes the whole of all the information conveyed to you under supervision, and this totality is effectively in service just like a photocopy of the operational ordinance of the light universe. However, this totality is a nucleic staff of the light universe. All the artificial gurges present within the thought ocean of the preeminent power are taken under supervision from the dimension of the Almighty in connection with this totality. It is presented for your information. Signed, System. 1-9-1993. It is clear information from the supreme mechanism. Our friends, in the operations made in your planet is a necessity of evolution. Entities who have not yet completed their seven phases of consciousness do not know or recognize reincarnation. Since they perceive this final transition program mentioned in the sacred books according to their own levels of consciousness, they evaluate the phenomena of resurrection mentioned in Quran, the Book of Islam, as rising from the dead, as resurrection and assembling for judgment. And they believe that the world will be annihilated and they will be saved due to the work they have done on the path of Allah. Only after the seven layers of consciousness to humanity, to those who pass to the dimensions we call the eighth and ninth bridge, the truths are disclosed in accordance with the universal programs. And by this means, in which way the consciousnesses grasp the truth are controlled. If they have errors, they are taught the correct versions. For this very reason, the knowledge book has been just bestowed on your planet as a book which is both scanning the consciousnesses and teaching the truth. Humanity will learn the truth only and only from this book, because this book is directly the book of the Lord. There is no godly evolution in the evolutions rendered within the many atomic holes within the GERS. Here, different technological progress is in effect. However, during this period of transition, those who come from these dimensions, whomever they may be, even if they may be the uppermost level administrators of their own dimensions, it is definitely imperative for them to come to your planet and to attain consciousness on the godly path and to be engrafted by the godly energies from close plan in order for them to receive the permission for transition. These friends are returned to their own dimensions and are driven to a more difficult operational program in that dimension in case they cannot conform exactly to the suggestions given from the reality totality by the permissions of the divine authorities. Here also there are three rights as given to everyone. That is, the entity who has returned to his or her dimension three times is never accepted into the dimension of exam until a certain period of time. His or her incarnation does not take place. He or she lives as a convict in that dimension. During each 26,000-year cycle program, again a right is given to these very entities, and their connections to the incarnation program are made anew, and the permission of entrance to your planet is given to them. The entity who cannot use his or her three rights again in here is subjected to the same procedure. That is, nine rights, which are the rights of three cycles, are given to an entity. Those who lose these rights of theirs are eternally the convicts of their own dimensions. The very life tableau of the other many atomics are like this. The transfers of the entities to each many atomic hole are made according to their consciousness progress. For this very reason, the life tableau of each many atomic hole are various and their evolutions are different. Entities who are enlightened by the technological possibilities of their own dimensions are taken into different programs, first in your mini-atomic hole and later in the other galaxy dimensions. After the entities who are trained in these places here are subjected to a program of seven phases on the path of science and learning, they are obliged to give service at the godly order. This very dimension we call the bridge of 8 and 9 is Omega. From learning to religion is reached by this means. The mini-atomic within which your nucleic world is present, on which you live at the moment, is a godly totality. For this reason, your planet is both a dimension of exam and the gateway of entrance and exit. Within the godly mini-atomic hole, those who complete their evolutions, beginning from the microorganism, directly within their own totalities in the style the divine totality requires, are taken into evolution in the different reflection dimensions within your planet. They are taught the unknowns and are told the truths. The very sages and saints have been rendered effective thus. Those who cannot perform the evolution the divine totality requires within your totality you are in at the moment, which we call the godly mini-atomic hole, are sent to the other mini-atomic holes according to their levels of consciousness. Those who perform the evolutions of these dimensions are transferred to the other mini-atomic holes according to their fields. However, they use many of their rights until they are successful in the godly exam. Mediums we have mentioned up until now is the evolution tableau of the dimension of the all-compassionate of your natural Gurs. Apart from this, there are also the evolutions of the atom kind who had come into existence from the second universe, and they are dependent on a program outside the Gurs. And they complete their evolution programs at the artificial Gurses, and they pass from the horizontal to the perpendicular evolution thus. Those who establish the genuine staffs of Allah are these very friends. They introduce themselves to you as the elder brothers. Those who receive light from these very dimensions come to your planet for the salvation of humanity in accordance with the reverse transfer program. Now, due to the terminating cycle programs, your natural Gurus is subject to a totalistic exam. For this reason, a program of three cosmic ages has been prepared for those who will use their rights for the last time, as mentioned above, from within the 1800 mini-atomics, and for those who will go through their final exams on the path of God within the godly mini-atomic whole. According to this program, those who are successful in their exams until the 23rd century will be card indexed into the Beta Nova program. In this dimension of transition, those who conform precisely to all the suggestions of the reality totality will receive the permission for entrance to Beta Nova. Those who do not conform will be trained in quite a different way in various colonies. Here, three rights are allotted to them. Those who lose these rights of theirs according to their individual views will directly be driven to the Burza of non-existence. And the elimination program of the natural Gurs will be completed within the duration of three cosmic ages. Those who are taken into the program of Beta Nova will come to the world again with an unveiled awareness in the 23rd century and will lay the foundation of God's fourth order personally together with reality. It is presented for your information. Direct message given from the dimension of the All-Merciful, Transmitter, Union of Central Suns. Okay, that comprises Supplement 5 of the Knowledge Book. And that was a whole lot of stuff to read. Kind of got my voice a little bit stressed there. For those of you who were thinking about this as I was reading it, you have probably had a few aha moments where you are realizing how this ties into everything that we've been taught in our Christian religions, in the Buddhist religions, on Jewish religions. I mean, really, this is the beginning of all of these things. And no matter what you call God, the fact is that there is a prime creator, a supreme source. And that one has created many, many universes and many other worlds and created other beings who are elder to us who have created just like the creator. So I don't know exactly where we all stand in that. I don't remember that. I was told how the universe works many years ago by my Father, Mother, God, Goddess team. And it went on for hours that they showed me how the universe worked. And unfortunately, I don't remember it all. I wish I'd written it down. But there is a plan. And it is vitally important for us now to really connect with the divine source of all that is. And many of you know that's the reason that I took off across the United States and did what I did to help people to connect. I'm continuing to do that work as much as I can and will continue to lead you through meditations and everything else to help you to connect. I've been listening to different people and discovering different things in the last month since I've been home. One of the things that I have noticed is that there are secrets that are being kept mostly by the Catholic Church, unfortunately. There are the secrets of Fatima that have not been revealed. They say they have, but they've been lying. The secrets are so terrible that they do not want to tell the general public for fear that there'll be chaos and panic and everything else, and to save their own skins. Because what it says in there that I have on authority from several people along the way that have actually seen these things or had firsthand knowledge through, you know, a good friend who has, is that basically our souls are at risk right now. This is one of the rare times in an evolution where if you do not give allegiance to the source of all that is, to what we would call God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Trinity. If you do not give allegiance to that, if you do not seek for that with all of your heart and with all of your soul, then you face annihilation, complete and total annihilation of your soul. That's because this is a period of exam. This is a time when we are being challenged. We are being examined to see if we're worthy to proceed. And there are many references to this throughout all of the holy books about God being a gardener and will pull out the weeds. And if your seed is sprouting and it's good and it's bearing fruit, then you're safe. And if not, you're in big trouble. So part of what I've been doing for the last several years is doing everything I could to get people to understand how important their souls are and to help people to realize there's no more time for fooling around. You better get right with God, as Red Elk says. And no matter what you call God, you better get to it because there's not any time left, okay? It could come in an instant. It could come with the slow buildup of wars that we've already got. We've got chaos with our financial system, which, by the way, is not done yet. We're just at the very tip of the iceberg on that one. We can change it, though, and this is the one thing that I would like you all to remember, and you've probably heard me say it many times before. All we have to do is gather together in peace and love. Doesn't have to be physically. We can do it on the phone. We can do it on the radio. You could do it by tuning into BBS Radio every Monday through Friday from 6:10 to 6:25 in silent meditation and just be in as great a state of peace and love as you can be. Join up with that. Allow the connection to happen to where the peace and the love from the hearts of those who are connected will rise up into the ethers and will alert all of the beings on the other side that there are some of us down here that are worth saving. And we're anxious to go to the next level. It's going to take all of us. This is not one of those things where you can go, oh, you know what, I got mine, the hell with everybody else. It doesn't work that way. As the book says, we are here to give service to humanity. And that doesn't mean we allow someone to treat us like a slave. It means instead that we do the right action, no matter how painful it is to us. When we can see the right action and we perform that in service to each being that we come across, no matter what they may think of us, no matter what they may say or try to do to us, when we do right action, when you can see what's in the best for someone spiritually, of course you do this. If you can't figure it out, don't do it. But basically, at some point in your evolution, you're going to know. You get the knowing and Spirit speaks to you clearly, and you know exactly what's needed in the moment. That's service to humanity and helping people to find the place of love and peace within themselves. That's service to humanity. Okay? So hopefully that clarifies things for everybody. And time's getting shorter, guys. I don't know exactly when the liftoff time is, but that keeps getting changed. And it's changed because each time they scan humanity to see where humanity is, they find that there is hope. As I've mentioned before, we could have been annihilated back in, I think it was 2003, and probably many times before then. And there were forces that are unseen to us that were ready to do that. And I and several other people were completely conscious of all this. So it's up to us, folks. You know, we have to show that we are ready to be citizens of the universe. We have to show that we move forward in love and light. We have to prove our parentage by being love. That's a hard thing to do sometimes, especially when you're scared. This is one of the things that every shamanic training program gets you to get out of fear. And you go through some horrendous, scary things because the point is to fear not. And in the Bible, does it not say, fear not? That's a command. because fear will hold you back. Fear will cause you to do stupid things that hurt other people. Fear will cause you to be impotent, to not move forward as the great spirit that you were created to be. So get rid of the fear. Do whatever you have to do to get rid of it. You know, I don't understand it when people are so paralyzed by their fears and they don't do anything about getting rid of them. You know, and there's a lot of people out there who think they have no fear. They think they feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm okay. I'm not afraid of anything. And then you look at them, they're afraid of everything. You can tell by the way they run their lives. You know, what we're being asked to do is take a leap off the cliff into a dark abyss. You know, you got to break through that dark cloud layer, you know, and then you can fly and get into the light. But it's up to each one of us, so please join me with that. You know, please be on the team of light. And please do whatever it is that is your mission to do in this life. And let's move this planet. We could change it in an instant, guys. We just need enough people to do it. And when I do the stuff on the 10 million clicks for peace, I did that because Julian Kelmar, who started the whole site, and Rick Beneteau, those two people knew, having asked in meditation, what is it going to take to move this planet into this golden age? And we're told 10 million people all being in the state of peace and love at once. Well, we've got billions of people in this country, not to mention all over the planet. All we have to do is gather groups around us and talk to them and show them how to do this. And it will progress so quickly. So please just have them, you know, from 6:10 to 6:25 p.m. Pacific every day, Monday through Friday. Take those 15 minutes and tune in. And, you know, there's plenty of meditation things out there. If you go to 10 million clicks for peace through my website, thequantumvortexexperience.com, you can click on that little yellow tag that says click for peace. And you can go there, sign up for free. You can download all of the meditations that are on there, not just mine, but the other people too. And let's change this planet. It's up to us, guys. Can't do it all myself, you know. So I need a little help here. So I'm asking you all to help with that. It's in your best interest too. Okay, so enough of that. I'll climb down off of the soapbox now. There's there's a little bit more for the soapbox. There has been a serious thing with wild horses. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they just had a summit on the wild horses in, I think it was in Las Vegas. Anyway, the BLM has now over 33,000 wild horses that they have captured and taken off the land where they roamed free. And we're talking healthy, non-diseased, really in good shape horses. And the BLM has claimed that they had to take them off because there was not enough food to sustain them. And it's a lie. The fact is that they are allowing these animals to be killed and sold as food. They are taking them off the lands in order to satisfy the cattlemen's interest, when the truth is that the cattle are destroying lands, not the horses. So if you care about animals, and if you care about these magnificent animals who are roaming free, or were roaming free, upon the public lands, by the way, these are our lands, we own them as a collective, then I suggest you write your congressman and try to stop these special interest groups. And this is a time where every day we are seeing another special interest group take over and basically poop on our heads and expect us to pay for everything. And if that $80 billion bailout of AIG didn't get you, then there's no hope. So we all need to get together and go, you know what, I'm not playing this game the way you boys are playing it anymore. I'm taking my money back. You know, everybody's going to have to figure out, you know, where they're going to make their stand. But life is not going to be comfortable the way you wanted it to be anymore unless you take a stand now. So, okay, now I'm getting off the soapbox. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Love you guys. Nighty-night.
Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.